Hi everybody, it's Emily here from the Willow Pod, and today we're talking to an independent stalking advocate from Crossroads. Hi.
Hi, you okay?
Yes, thank you. It's lovely to have you here to talk to us. So what exactly is stalking? Let's get right in there.
So stalking itself, there's no statutory definition for what stalking is. There's no sort of legal definition at all. But Crossroads definition, which we've kind of taken from lots of different other stalking organisations' definitions, we define it as a pattern of fixated, obsessive and unwanted behaviour, which is persistent and it causes a person to feel alarm and distress and or fear of violence. So stalking is illegal, and different stalking behaviours might include things such as repeated unwanted contact. That might be phone calls, text messages, online, on social media, via emails, or even in person. It might include turning up at someone's home, your workplace, or somewhere that you always frequent, like your gym or a supermarket, that kind of thing. It might include sending unwanted gifts or items, and making contact with your friends, your family, your colleagues. It can include damaging, stealing property, and repeatedly breaching protective orders, things like maybe bail conditions or a restraining order that might be in place to protect you, or even using threats and coercion to get you to actually meet up and respond to them. That's obviously not an exhaustive list. There's a lot of different behaviours that constitute stalking, but that's a lot of the ones that we do see. And the police often use the acronym of FOR, which is if the behaviour is fixated, obsessive, unwanted and repeated. That is kind of giving you that suggestion that it is probably stalking that we're looking at.
Oh, right. I'd never heard that acronym before. The police force do like their acronyms, don't they?
they do.
Why do we need stalking advocates?
So I think the need for stalking advocates is, yeah, there's a huge need for them. So stalking advocates themselves, we advocate for people who have experienced stalking. So that advocacy and that support might be through the police and the criminal justice system. It might be through court proceedings in relation to the stalking behaviours. We can offer safety planning and emotional support, and just a way in which that person can really start to understand and identify what stalking is. Because as you said before, you know, it's quite a complicated thing and everybody doesn't understand it to what it is. And essentially, until we launched our service in April, there was no specialist stalking support service for people in Derbyshire. So it's kind of a postcode lottery around the UK for people who are experiencing stalking, if there is such an advocacy support service, specifically people who are experiencing stalking in a non-domestic abuse capacity. So as we know, obviously stalking often and frequently does happen once a person has left an abusive relationship. So their ex-partner then might start to employ stalking behaviours to continue that coercion and that control over that person. Obviously, people who are experiencing such an issue can receive support through the domestic abuse services across Derbyshire that are already established, such as our Crossroads Outreach Service and the Elm Foundation, Derbyshire Wish, all of those services. But for those experiencing non-domestic abuse stalking, so that might be stalking from a colleague, that might be stalking from a stranger, or stalking from someone that you met once in Tesco, anyone in that capacity, there was no specialist support service out there. And because stalking is so specific, the risks associated with it are so different and unique to stalking itself, it does require that level of specialism and expertise to really understand the full situation and then what we can do to help that person. I think the horrific murder of Gracie Spinks in Derbyshire in 2021, it really made it evident how vital that support was needed, and it just highlighted the urgency of such support being available in Derbyshire. So yeah, we're really proud that we've been able to launch that first service in Derbyshire.
Oh wow, yeah. I know the Police and Crime Commissioner put the funding in place.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we noticed there was a gap in the area, and we felt that as a domestic abuse service, we did hold a lot of the skills and a lot of the qualities that would be required to provide such a service. So with the right training and expertise, we felt we were able to provide that service. So we obviously put a bid in for some funding, and the Police and Crime Commissioner granted that funding for us to have a single stalking advocate. So the aim is to obviously get that increased and have more stalking advocates across the whole of Derbyshire. But yeah, it's a good start, and we're really proud to have that position.
Absolutely. So what does a normal day for you involve? I'm guessing no day is normal, but what does a day in the role of a stalking advocate involve?
As you say, it very much depends. Every single day is different. I like to come into it, my to-do list, and sometimes it goes out of the window. But yeah, it obviously sort of involves looking at any referrals that we've got coming in, looking at the risk factors, risk assessing that situation, and so looking at what involvement the police have had so far, making contact with the stalking coordinator within Derbyshire Police, see if there's any assistance they can offer or any further information that they can share with me, trying to get in touch with officers in case, you know, to understand what police action might be ongoing. You know, are they looking at the correct charges? Have they correctly crimed it as stalking as opposed to a lower level offence of harassment? Advocating for the victim and the client in that sense to ensure that, you know, the matter is being taken seriously and the correct procedures are being followed. And then touching base with clients, you know, checking in with them, has there been any recent developments? If there has, again, re-risk assessing, seeing what safety measures we can put in place, and just offering that emotional and practical support in whatever capacity they need at that time. Sometimes clients just need someone to really understand that this is stalking and not minimise it and not make them think that they're going crazy. And that's one of the biggest things that clients often feedback, is that they can't believe that someone's actually understands what's going on, because a lot of stalking behaviours are so subtle and so specific to that client and that victim that if you explained it to someone, those incidents in isolation, they do seem ridiculous and they do seem small. Yeah. But putting them together to show that pattern and to put that whole picture together is something that people have often missed. And if we're able to do that with our client, then that really does help validate their experiences and empower them to keep going back to the police and making sure that this behaviour does stop. So yeah, that's an average day.
An average day. Oh, crikey, a busy day by the sounds of it. So if I thought I was being stalked, could I ring up Crossroads?
So at the moment, as we're a new service and it's just myself in post, we're not accepting any self-referrals just because we don't have the capacity to take them. At the moment, all referrals to us are received via the police directly or through Derbyshire Victim Services Remedy. So that's how we're receiving our referrals, and we're currently operating and supporting victims within the High Peak and Derbyshire Dales areas. As I said before, you know, the hope is that we aren't part of that postcode lottery and that we do and are able to expand to cover the whole of Derbyshire and provide that consistency and support for victims all over Derbyshire, but we're just not there yet. So if you are experiencing stalking, there's kind of a bit another acronym for you. So we say stalking is real. Report to the police as early as possible. And I know that that's a really scary and daunting thing for someone to do, but if you are able to report early as possible and continue to report every incident of stalking or unwanted contact, no matter how small you might think it is, and if you do report to the police, try and make sure you get your crime reference number or your recurrence number, and use this every time you make that report. And this ensures that nothing gets missed and it's all logged together. So evidence, keep any evidence that you may have. This might be any items or gifts or physical evidence that you have received, any calls, texts, emails, any CCTV, dash cam, doorbell camera footage, anything that you may have as evidence, try to keep it, because that'll help with any police investigation. Advice, so reach out to different specialist stalking services to get good practical advice. So there's the National Stalking Helpline. They're available for you to ring to get specialist stalking advice and signpost you to how to proceed and how to get that help. And log, so keep a diary or log of all incidents, no matter, again, how small you think they might be. It's also important to keep a record of the impact that the stalking is having on your day-to-day life, because that's a huge thing that the police need and to understand to be able to make a charge of stalking. So have you had to go out and buy CCTV cameras? Have you had to go to the GP and access counselling services because of the impact this is having? Have you had to move house? Have you had to have a friend stay with you because you feel scared? Have you stopped opening your curtains? All of those things that you might have not necessarily realised you're doing, they all show the impact that that stalking is having on your life. So if you're able to log that and write it down, it not only helps validate to you, this is real, this is happening, I'm not going crazy, but it also really does help with the police investigation. So yeah, stalking is real. Just try to remember that. And yeah, there is support out there.
That's fantastic advice. Thank you. We've spoken to lots of IDVAs and we've spoken to various domestic abuse support workers on the podcast. Because there aren't many of you about, you're the first stalking advocate we've spoken to, and that's just really interesting. I'd really like to speak to you again in the future, hopefully have you on the podcast again.
Definitely. And as I say, you know, as we continue to grow, we are a new service, so we're still finding our feet. But as we continue to grow and hopefully we're able to roll out stalking advocates across the whole of Derbyshire, then that service, like I say, will become consistent. And it's about raising awareness as well. I think where domestic abuse was maybe 10 years ago is where we're at with stalking now. It's still quite misunderstood. It's very much, you always hear stalking and harassment linked together, and that's because they are very, very similar. And stalking can't necessarily occur without harassment, but it's when it's that next level, it's that fixation, that obsession. And that's the bit that's still quite misunderstood, I think. And there's a lot of education and learning to happen, and there's a lot of awareness to be raised, but we're moving in the right direction. And Derbyshire Police are also trying to move in the right direction. As I say, I mentioned before, Derbyshire Police Stalking Coordinator, she is in post. We've got a good relationship where we're able to share information, and you know, we can support each other to support the victim and make sure that they get the best outcome. So things are moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can continue to grow.
It all sounds really positive for the people of Derbyshire, and let's just hope, like you say, the service grows and we have a team of stalking advocates in Derbyshire and not just yourself.
Definitely. I've been in touch with lots of different stalking services across the UK. Our neighbours in Cheshire, they have a brilliant stalking response with Cheshire Harm Reduction Unit. So they've been a brilliant guide in how an ideal model should operate. So we're very much wanting that team, as you say, to provide that holistic response from both the criminal justice side of things to the victim support side of things as well. So that's the goal.
Oh, wow. Fingers crossed. Well, it's been lovely talking to you today. I'll make sure we've got any contact details in the information that goes along with the podcast. But thank you. Thank you so much for coming and talking to us today. It's been lovely.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
See you again soon.
See you soon. Bye.